And now, an ad from Dad.
All right. Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right. What is this? This looks good.
Wow. That's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, Jeez. Thanks for joining me. Now, jumping right into Singapore Airlines earnings, it posted a 36% decrease in net profit year-on-year to 177 million Sing dollar. It's extending its losses now to two consecutive quarters. Now, Ajis, what's your take on Singapore Airlines' performance and if passenger yields will remain lackluster?
The decline in earnings notwithstanding, I think the earnings were better than expected, mainly because of higher cargo profits because, due to a seasonal uplift and because SIA benefited from Hanjin's bankruptcy. As far as yields, overall passenger yields are concerned, the airline is still cautious. They note substantial overcapacity, especially for the back end. So what SIA is focusing on is on the front end, where they believe the passengers will be less price sensitive. So they are hoping to maintain yields in the coming financial year.
And looking into the cargo operations, as you correctly mentioned, Ajis, there was a positive surprise in an increase in its profits for its cargo. It posted a profit of 53 million Sing dollar. Now, it's its highest quarterly profit in over 9 years. Now, what contributed to the good result, Ajis?
Well, there are two aspects to it. One, there's higher volume lifted. And the second part is primarily because of a reduction in the pace of yield decline. And the last part is that SIA would have recognized lower fuel hedging costs, of fuel hedging losses. For cargo operations, one of the primary costs is actually fuel uplift. As opposed to passenger, they have got about fuel uplift accounts for roughly about 30-odd percent. Whereas for cargo operations, it's north of 50-odd percent. So when the fuel hedging losses decline substantially, then the cargo profits will also rise. So that all these factors simultaneously led to a steep improvement in cargo profits.
So, I mean, your view, Ajit, do you think this is just a blip for its financial year, or do you think Singapore Airlines can maintain this type of profit levels for the rest of the year?
I think it was a blip of sorts, but the pace of cargo losses are likely to narrow, mainly because of lower fuel hedging losses. And I believe that yields are likely to stabilize, and i.e. the pace of decline will, in terms of yields, cargo yields, is likely to narrow. That said, the industry is very dynamic. If there's further consolidation in the container shipping space, then air cargo could benefit. So at least for the container, at least for the air cargo's side, we still expect mild contraction in earnings, profits. But in terms of the passenger business, it is extremely challenging, and we are not too optimistic.
And talking about its hedging right now, Ajifin, last week as well, Singapore Airlines announced a change to its hedging policy, basically extending its fuel hedging contracts up to 5 years from 24 months before. Essentially, the airline is going long on crude oil prices, betting on an upswing. What's your view on this, Ajif, and you think it's the right move?
Yes, I believe it is the right move because the levels at which they hedge about 53 to 58 on Brent crude, it's very close to where the spot price is currently. So that is the first point. Number two, they'll be able to lock in costs. And because of that, they would probably have some sort of advantage over their rivals. Even in the event that the rivals also follow suit, SIA will still know how much it costs to manage the airline operations and could price it accordingly and offer discounts accordingly without going into the rate on select routes. So, you know, it provides a certain degree of visibility for SIA, then that reduces its risk profile somewhat. The other issue is primarily about pricing, whether pricing will improve, you know, in the coming years up to 2021 or 22. So that remains to be seen. We need to see better capacity management before we can have a longer term view on that.
I'm just curious as well, Ajif. I mean, what's your outlook for crude oil prices? And if you share the airline's view that, you know, the only direction for crude oil prices to hit is up.
Well, we are not experts in forecasting crude oil. In general, unless supply conditions change significantly, demand is expected to increase. So generally, I would expect a gradual improvement in crude oil prices. That said, if you look at the forward curve, while it's still in contango, the slope has narrowed, which means that expectations are for only a very, very gradual increase over the next few years.
And Ajif, you know, as a result of this change in its hedging policy, do you think it could impact dividend payout levels for the airline, you know, with now longer forward commitments, you know, with up to 5 years for its fuel hedging contracts?
That's what we initially wrote. However, SIA subsequently clarified that the banks have extended them very good lines, i.e. margins. So they will probably be watching that very carefully. But unless crude oil prices start tumbling sharply, I don't think SIA will be adversely affected. But nonetheless, it is a substantially larger commitment than in the past. But so there was a possibility that there's going to be increased volatility in SIA's derivative hedges. So to what extent it would impact its cash flow, it really depends on the direction of prices, crude oil prices.
Mm-hmm. Still on its hedging policy, the fuel hedging contracts covers 1/3 of its projected fuel consumption and costs. Ajith, is 1/3 a significant percentage? I mean, assuming Singapore Airlines does get it wrong and crude oil prices does tumble.
I think SIA will be able to manage at least 30 to 40% decline without having any significant impact onto its balance sheet. That would be mark-to-market or fair value losses. But again, that wouldn't be something new because SIA had recognized similar losses in its balance sheet previously. But I don't foresee a need to recapitalize or rather extend its borrowings because of this. I think SIA has sufficient reserves to manage to handle the volatility.
Thanks so much for your insights. That was K. Ajith, Director of Transport Research Asia at UOB Kay Hian Singapore. Anna Kusu Chuang is standing by to speak to Stephen Innes, Senior Asia Forex Trader at Oanda.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.